It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us this week is Howard Duperly, a.k.a. Flaga, host of the Reggae Ride on WDNA Radio in Miami, and that's where he joins us from. Howard, good to have you back.
Jeremy, nice to be back.
And it's a good time of year, you know, as especially in the Northeast. I know where you are, it's a nice, you know, 85 degrees all the time. But right now, it's starting to get a little cool. It's a nice time to remember that, indeed, reggae music can transport us to the warmer climes. And let's start with some of the music that you brought us this week. This is Rocky Dawuni, a reggae singer actually from Ghana. And the song is called Island Girl.
From coast to coast, from Europe to America, life is such a lonely road. Island girl, the only one I want. Woman, you are the only one I need. Island girl, the only one I want. Woman, give me everything I need. Girl, you are notoriously shy. Let's take this step by step and never rush. The way you move me makes me feel strong. My heart keeps telling me so.
So is there a big reggae scene in Ghana?
Actually, yes, there is throughout Africa, as a matter of fact. All of those countries have major artists who have been performing and producing reggae for decades. Going back to, obviously, they were influenced by the greats, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh.
Well, tell us about this one, Rocky Dawuni.
Well, Rocky Dawuni is just one of the prime examples of what reggae has done throughout the world. What you just heard, Island Girl, is not a typical selection from Rocky Dawuni. Normally, he's giving you a lot of roots rock reggae. But this one is so special. It's so scrumptious. The phones literally go off the hook whenever I play this.
Why? What is it about this one that you like so much?
It's just an infectious piece. I think also what it does is it kind of transports you back to the Caribbean. If you notice, there's a little ukulele in that piece,
yeah,
which not too unusual because there's a lot of Hawaiian artists who incorporates the ukulele in reggae these days. But it's just a scrumptious piece, and I think what it does is it just basically brings back some of those fond memories that one might have when they go to the Caribbean.
All right, well, let's go to London now. Our next group is from London. It's a reggae band called The Duelers. This is called Rocking Back to Kingston. So what's the reggae scene in the UK like? I asked you about Ghana.
Outside of Jamaica, England is the biggest market for reggae. And this goes back to the 50s and 1960s. Just in case you didn't know, a lot of Jamaicans immigrated to England during that period. And back in those days, before reggae is what it is today, the beat at the time was known as ska.
Yeah.
And ska, by the way, is what we call jazz in Jamaica. It's Jamaican jazz. All the elements that you associate with a typical jazz composition is there in ska. The difference is the tempo. It's a 4-4 beat, and so the tempo is very fast. But this particular group is so interesting because they're led by this young man named Tiber Cranston, whose father was actually a merchant marine, and he stayed in Jamaica in the 60s, brought that sound back as a kid. He heard this music and started out busking, as they would say, playing on the streets, performing to what they are right now. You know, they've ridden the charts in England. And this particular album is called Back to Paradise. The piece you just heard is called Rockin' Back to Kingston. And it is excellent. Even avid ska critic would fall in love with this. And to think that they're not from Jamaica, they're from England, is just simply incredible.
But paying homage to Jamaica and paying homage Absolutely. To the center of reggae. Let's get to another one. This is a Jamaican reggae singer next, Dwayne Stevenson. And here is his song, Simply Beautiful.
You're only a wonder of my circumstance. And baby, you turn me on with just one dance. Lady, it would mean a lot if I knew your name. But I know that life will never be the same. Simply beautiful. After all that I've seen, there's been a million in my life. But you're the wonder of my dreams. I hope the road that you would take ends beside me in this bed.
So what do we know about Dwayne Stevenson?
Well, Dwayne Stevenson is, believe it or not, something that's rare in reggae, or becoming rare in reggae these days. Reggae now has evolved into dance hall, which is what we would refer to as rap. But Dwayne Stevenson here is literally bucking the trend, so to speak, and he's staying true to the traditional form of reggae. This is a ballad, and the voice here is almost angelic. As a matter of fact, some folks seem to think that he would make a great country singer.
Oh, that's interesting. Does that happen often, that reggae singers go into country?
Oh, it does. As a matter of fact, many Jamaicans are country music fans. You had guys like Johnny Cash, who used to live in the Montego Bay area. It's not unusual to walk into a Jamaican household and hear Willie Nelson or any other country icon. So that influence is there as well.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and this is also from Jamaica. This is Ja Cure with Rasta.
I really like that one. Tell us more about Ja Cure.
Ja Cure is simply an iconic voice, very influential, also controversial. Unfortunately, a few years ago, was jailed for allegedly assaulting a young lady, and so he spent a lot of time in jail and produced from jail, believe it or not, some number one hits. And this particular piece, Rasta, is all about talking about the fact that he sees it as his duty to go out there and spread positive reggae music. And he's a favorite. He packs him in wherever he goes. And he's surreal. He's definitely one of the greatest right now. And there's no signs of slowing down. And I think he'll be around for a long time.
Ja Cure coming to us as one of many reggae artists from all over the world. Thanks to our DJ this week, Howard Duperly, a.k.a. Flaga, who hosts the Reggae Ride on WDNA Radio in Miami. Howard, thank you so much.
Jeremy, my pleasure.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.